kisses her husband, turns off the light, talks to God, says, Lord, help me accept what I can't change. But until I learn to do that, thanks for the Mary Jane.
All right. Tried to catch all the elements of that Dave Van Ronk song that started off this set. Finished that one off with one from Brandi Clark. It was Get High. Before that, My Chemical Romance sang Cancer. And then there was Princess Chelsea doing the Cigarette Duet off of the Little Golden Book album. And we started that whole thing off with Dave Van Ronk in the Talking Cancer Blues. Well, this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And the Bemidji Senior Center is looking for donations of holiday decorations ahead of their sale on December 5th. Donations may be dropped off at the Senior Center on 3rd Street in downtown Bemidji, weekdays from 9 until 4. After Dark is KAXE's Saturday night program after Green Cheese from 9 till midnight, featuring styles of music like punk, metal, EDM, R&B, hip-hop, and more. Interested in hosting? Email dgannon at kaxe.org. And plans are underway for the 20th annual Back to Basics event on February 7th at Pine River Bacchus School. They're looking for presenters and vendors who are passionate about sustainable living. Proposals are due November 14th. Find more information at happydancingturtle.org. Well, let's jump into some more music here. This next set, I thought we heard from Pete Seeger before. We'd let his wife Peggy Seeger take a crack at this next one. This next set is actually about wheelchairs and such. Here's Peggy with Talking Wheelchair Blues.
Talking Wheelchair Blues. I went for a jog in the city air. I met a woman in a wheelchair. Says, I'm sorry to see you're handicapped. She says, what makes you think a thing like that? And she looked at me real steady. She says, you want to drag? So she started to roll and I started to run. She ran the pants off my aching buns. You know, going uphill, I'd hit my stride. But coming down, she'd sail on by. And when I finally caught up with her, she says, not bad for someone able-bodied. You know, with adequate care and supervision, you could be taught simple tasks. So how about something to eat? Well, I says that would suit me fine. We're right near a favorite place of mine. So we moseyed on over there, but the only way in was up a flight of stairs. Gee, I never noticed that, says I. No problem, the maitre d' replied. There's an elevator round the back. So we made it up the stairs on the elevator with the garbage flies and last week's potatoes. I said, I'd like a table for my friend and me. He says, I'll try and find one out of the way. And he says, is she going to be sick, pee on the floor, throw some kind of fit? I says, no, I don't think so. You see, she once had polio, but that was 20 years ago. But if the matter of the fact is told, simple truth, she can't walk. So he points to a table, she rolls her chair. Some folks look away and others stare. A woman grabs her little girl and says, keep away, honey, that woman's ill. We felt right welcome. Then a man stands up and he starts to babble about the devil and the Holy Bible. Says, woman, you're afflicted with pernicious sin. Pray to Jesus, you walk again. Then he goes back to his table and he sits down. Well, the waiter says, what can I get for you? I says, I'll have your special imported brew. He says, what about her? I says, who? He says, her. Oh, you mean my friend here? He says, yeah. I says, well, what about her? He says, well, what does she want? Well, I says, why don't you ask her? So, of course, he apologizes and says he's never waited on a cripple before. Well, she talks to the manager when we're through and says there's some things you could do to make it easier for folks in wheelchairs. He says, oh, that's not necessary. Handicapped never come here anyhow. Well, I bid farewell to my newfound friend. I says, I'm beginning to understand just a little bit of how it feels to roll through life on a set of wheels. She says, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sad. I take the good along with the bad. I was arrested once in a protest demo, and the police had to let me go. You see, we were objecting to the fact that public buildings aren't wheelchair accessible. Turned out the jail was the same way. Lovely. Anyhow, I look at it this way. In 50 years, you'll be worse off than I am now. You see, you give us a name and then you give us a place, but we're all the same in this human race. Some of us are called disabled, and the rest of you, well, the rest of you are only temporarily able-bodied.
Except the pain. Thank you, sir, and yes, sir. It was worth it for the old red, white, and blue. And since I won't be walking, I suppose I'll save some money buying shoes. The bottle hidden underneath the blanket over my two battered legs. See the stewardess making over me and asking me, were you afraid? I say, well, I know I'm Superman and couldn't find the phone booth quite in time. The GI gets a lot of laughs if he remembers all the funny lines. Mama bake a pie. Your son is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. Mama will be crying, Daddy's gonna say, son, they treat you good. My uncle will be drunk and he'll say, boy, they do some real great things with wood. Letter that she wrote me said goodbye, she couldn't wait, and lots of luck. The bottle underneath the blanket feels just like an old friend to my touch. I know she'll come and see me, but I bet she never once looks at my legs. She'll just talk about the weather and the dress for the July 4th parade. Lord, I love her so much that I don't think I can drink her off my mind. And I can see it in the paper where they're saying that the war's a waste of time. Mama, bake a pie. Daddy, kill a chicken. Sun is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. Your son is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. Your son is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. Thank you.
way you walk, but I roll. I arrived, you're still on the go. Well, I don't stumble, I don't reel. It's a life on wheels. Well, no challenge I won't take. Well, I'm used to pains and aches. Well, I don't stumble, well, I don't reel. It's a life on wheels. Oh, early in the morning till the break of day. Well, I roll, roll, roll all the way. The brakes scream, the spokes come loose. It's just one more trip back home to you. Well, I'm rolling all down the line. I make a mile in 10 minutes' time. Well, I don't stumble, I don't reel. It's a life on wheels. Back home to you. Well, I'm rolling all down the line. I make a mile in 10 minutes' time. Well, I don't stumble, I don't reel. It's a life on wheels. Well, I don't stumble, I don't reel. It's a life on wheels.
Good morning, my darling, I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry you're sick. Though tears of sorrow won't do you no good, I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'd swim the ocean or the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I would hasten to go to cool the fever, this I want you to know. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. Can be sure you won't suffer no more. If only the doctor would hurry and show, there's quite a few places I know we could go. I was okay, but these words from you stating you sick made me sick too. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. Promise me, darling, that you won't die. I'll get all the medicine money can buy. Stick with me, baby, hold on and fight. Take a good rest, I won't prolong the flight. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more.
Wrapping up that set of Wheelchairs type songs was a Ode to Self-Medicating. That was Ted Hawkins and Sorry You're Sick. Before that, we had Bad Temper Joe and Life on Wheels. That was off of the Wheelchair Blues project, Let's Roll. That was an album put out by a bunch of European blues artists, kind of led by Lise de Meyer. And it's a whole album full of wheelchair-type songs, not all in English. Then before that, we had the Drive-By Truckers with Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken. And we started everything off with Peggy Seeger in the Talkin' Wheelchair Blues. And I've got to tell you, that song touches some of the finer points of life in a wheelchair and interaction with a lot of other folks. For those who don't know, I myself am in a wheelchair. I've been riding this thing now going on 13 years. Lost the use of my legs in a car accident quite a ways back. Anyway, that one always amuses me because a lot of the lines from folks there are ones I've heard a fair bit in my own journeys through life. Well, looking at what's happening here, the support for KAXE comes from the Timberlake Restaurant in Grand Rapids, featuring Martini Monday each week from 5 till 8 p.m., offering guests martinis and menu items such as Chicken Kiev, a Reuben, or Fettuccine Alfredo. The dinner menu and additional information are available at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. Rife Dance presents a special Nutcracker Storytime at the Grand Rapids Area Library Friday, November 14th at 10:30. A craft time follows the story, and there will be photo opportunities with the Rat Queen in Nutcracker. KAXE would like to thank the many local businesses for their steady support during this time of state and federal funding cuts. We appreciate you, business sponsors. Thank you for helping us keep people-powered radio on the air. Interested in becoming a sponsor? Email sponsors@kaxe.org. And the United Way of Bemidji Area's Holiday Gifts for Kids program is now accepting new unwrapped gifts for those aged newborn through 17. Donations may be dropped off at several locations in Bemidji now through December 8th, including the Tourist Information Center. Find more information and registration forms for families at unitedwaybemidji.org. And you are listening to On the River. I'm your volunteer host, DJ Ironsides. I'm going to be with you for about 45 more minutes here. Then we'll hand things on over to All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Then from 6 to 7, we'll have As It Happens from the Canadian Broadcast Company. And looking ahead to from 7 to 10 tonight, we'll have John Henningsgaard on the river from right here in downtown Bemidji. Tomorrow, the Daves take over On the River. From 1 to 4, we'll have Dave Peterson. And then from 7 to 10, we will have Dave Murphy. Well, getting back into some music, we are going to play one from Guy Clark. Here is Dr. Good Doctor.
I was feeling real depressed, I was feeling real low down. I just felt so bad that I could not get my butt up off the ground. Well, I was moping around the house, I was bumping into walls. I was crying at the Andy Griffith show, I was snapping at the dog. I was starting to fear for my sanity. Could not find my ego with both hands. So I decided professional help was the only hope for me. So I called up this number, which I'd gotten off TV. They said, are you having marital problems? Are you emotionally impaired? Are you sure you're being followed? Are you just scared of being scared? Well, if so, you better come on in and have a little talk with the doc. So I did. Said, doctor, good doctor, I got trouble on my mind now. Listen to me, doc, I don't have too much time. I got a feeling down inside me and it will not go away. You know it hangs on and bangs on my soul every day. When doctor, good doctor, I'm grabbing at loose ends. And I hadn't felt like I used to since I don't remember when. When yesterday got past me, today is all the same. And tomorrow really scares me, man, I just can't play the game. He said, quit whining. Said straighten up and fly right. Said life is not a piece of cake. Want to know if my insurance is paid up? Well, I'm okay and you're okay if the check's okay. Second best $100 I ever spent.
Stop.
With your feet on the air, your head on the
Yeah. Wrapping up that set on the mind was the Ramones with Teenage Lobotomy. You know, that band could crank out any 50s doo-wop song that normally runs 3 minutes in about a minute 15 flat. Then we had the Pixies off of Surfer Rosa with Where Is My Mind. Those guys are still out touring somehow, some way. Probably not as good without the Deal Sisters, in my opinion, but hey, that's just me. Then we had Florence and the Machine with Free. And we started everything off with Guy Clark and Dr. Good Doctor. We received support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. And the Bemidji Senior Center is hosting free hearing screenings provided by the Lions Club Friday, November 14th at 10 a.m. No appointment is necessary. And support for KAXE comes from Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids, committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. Well, let's just dive right back into the music here. We're going to start this next set off with one from John Greenway, and it's Talking Miner. And the rest of the set will be all about mining as well. So enjoy.
I'm just a miner in a mining town. I dig like a mole in a hole in the ground. When the sun comes up till the sun goes down, and I don't see much sun when I'm down in the ground, digging this soft coal, hard coal, lead, zinc, all kinds of hard stuff. Got up this morning the same old way, drunk my hot coffee to start off my day. Wife gave me breakfast in her stocking feet, and I kissed the kids in bed and walked up the street, just walking along, watching the sun come up, thinking, wondering in the thinking. Centralia here is a pretty little town. You can see Illinois for miles around, but I can't see too good with my eyes full of sleep. But I'll quit mining someday, and I'm going to sleep about a week just solid. Hard down, hard up, good old warm sleep. Dream up myself a lot of pretty dreams about pretty mine holes, pretty mine bosses, pretty mine owners all over the whole place. Most men don't talk what's eating their mind about different ways of dying down here in the mines. But every morning we walk along and we joke about mines caving in the dust and the smoke. One little wild spark of fire blowing us sky high and crooked. One little spark blowing us up cross-eyed and crazy, up to shake hands with the Lord's little angels. We knock at the gate and we stand and laugh. The elevator man drops us down his shaft. We scatter and kneel and crawl different places with fumes in our lungs and dust in our faces, gas on our stomach, water on our kneecap, aches and pains, rheumatism, all kinds of crazy pictures flying through our heads. Well, the spark had hit us at number 5. I don't know if anybody got out alive. I got carried around with a busted head. A lady said 111 was dead. Well, this ain't my first explosion. I come through 2 cave-ins and 1 more fire before this one. 22 dead down in Ohio, 36 in Kentucky's Green Hills, and this 111 here in Centralia. Seems like the very best men go down and don't come back in these mining towns. I keep on wondering how things would be if a cave-in would come to a senator's seat, or if a big explosion of some kind was to go off in Congress halls. What words and messages would they write on the walls? Wonder if they'd hire anybody to come to the Senate chamber and put in any safety devices. I think there's just about enough loose gas around that Capitol dome to make a mighty big blow if a spark ever hit it.
His occupation was mining West Virginia, his home. It was just before 12, I was feeding the children. Ben Mosley came running to bring us the news. Number 8 is all flooded, many men and we don't know their number, but we fear they're all gone. So I picked up the baby and I left all the others to comfort each other and to pray. Their own time soon will be coming to go down the black hole. Now what will I say to his poor little children? And what will I tell his dear mother at home? What will I say to my heart that's clear broken? To my heart that's clear broken, if my baby is gone. Not spend their life digging in the dark underground. Say, did you see him going? It was early this morning. He passed all your houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining West Virginia, his home.
Thank you. Come and gather round, friends, and I'll tell you a tale of when the red iron armpits run aplenty, but the cardboard filled windows and old men on the benches. Tell you now that the whole town is empty. In the north end of town, my own children have grown. Well, I was raised on the other, in the wee hours of youth, my mother took sick, and I was brought up by my brother. The iron ore poured as the years passed the door. The drag lines and the shovels, he was humming, till one day my brother failed to come home. The same as my father before him. With a long winter's wait from the window I watched, my friends, they couldn't have been kinder, and my school aid was cut as I quit in the spring to marry John Thomas, a miner. All the years passed again and the giving was good, with a lunch bucket filled every season. But with three babies born, the work was cut down to a half a day shift with no reason. Then the shaft was soon shut and my work was cut, and the fire in the air, it felt frozen, till a man come to speak, and he said in 1 week that number 11 was closing. They complain in the east, they're paying too high. They say that your ore ain't worth digging, that it's much cheaper down in the South American towns, where the miners work almost for nothing. So the mining gates locked and the red iron rotted, and the room smelled heavy from drinking, and the sad silent song made the hour twice as long as I waited for the sun to go sinking. I lived by the window as he talked to himself. This silence of tongues it was building, till one morning's wake the bed it was bare, and I was left alone with three children. The summer is gone, the ground's turning cold, the stars one by one they're folded. My children will go as soon as they grow, for there ain't nothing here now to hold them.
All right. There was Bob Dylan off of The Times They Are A-Changin'. A little hearkening back to his growing up days. That was the North Country Blues. And before that was Kathy Mattea in the West Virginia Mine Disaster. We started everything off with John Greenway. Another Talkin' Blues song there. That was Talkin' Miner. John Greenway, I think he's got a whopping 6 listeners on Spotify, but he put out a whole bunch of Talking Blues albums, just kind of compilations of the Talking Blues around the area. Anyway, this is On the River. I am DJ Ironsides. I'll be with you for another 15 minutes or so. Be sure to tune in tonight from 7 to 10 when John Henningsgaard will be in here on the river. That's bound to be a good show. And then the Daves hit it tomorrow on the river from 1 to 4. There's Dave Peterson. And then from 7 to 10, we'll have Dave Murphy. So be sure to tune in for those as well. And support comes from the Long Lake Conservation Center in Palisade, a full-service overnight retreat for adult and youth groups with an emphasis on nature-based activities such as outdoor recreation, phenology, astronomy, and more. Information on their programs is available at longlakecc.org. And the Virginia Public Library offers a genealogy assistance program the second Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. Whether you are just starting out or fine-tuning your research, all are welcome. And programming on KAXE KBXE is supported in part by Minsure, offering Minnesotans the opportunity to find discounts, compare private health plans, and to see if they're qualified for no-cost or low-cost insurance. Expert advice is also available. The enrollment deadline is December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Information and enrollment are online at mnsure.org. Well, I think we're going to make this last set of the afternoon here all about the guitar. And we're going to start off with a Talking Blues song from Oscar Brand called, aptly enough, Talking Guitar Blues.
If you want to get in trouble, let me tell you how to do it. Just get yourself a guitar, boy, you're into it. You play all day and you practice all night. The neighbors will swear you'll never get it right. They start throwing rocks at you. You got rocks outside your head. You've already got rocks inside your head. Well, I bought a guitar about a year ago, and the man said I could play it in a week or so. He gave me a book and a pick or two, and he said, now, Oscar boy, it's up to you, boy. The dirty dog charged me $4.95. I said, I only got $4.94. He said, I'll trust you a penny. Well, you can see how when I spent my dough, I couldn't let it go to waste, you know. I took that guitar, the book and all, and I went back home to where the trees are tall, back to Brooklyn. I love the wide open spaces. Besides, my dog has having an affair with a hydrant near Henry Street. Well, for weeks and weeks, my time was spent trying to coax some music from the instrument. The book says easy as ABC, but Lord, my fingers were killing me. I couldn't mash the strings down. First, I got blisters. Then I got calluses on top of the blisters. I tried growing a beard just for the strength of it. Well, I kept on practicing with all my might till my mother's hair started turning white. Her face got lined with discontent. Her patience was getting well nigh spent. She started hearing ringing in the ears. One day I found her boiling my nylon strings and making spaghetti out of them. My sister took it the worst of all, cause she went and got married that coming fall. She said it was love, but I have my doubts. I know it was my guitar that chased her out. She was a game girl, but she wasn't game enough. She said she'd rather have children anytime. Now my father, he took it in a different way. He says, you can turn your ma's hair gray, chase your sister out into the snow, but one of us two has got to go, boy. And I was here first, boy. I started this family, boy. I got squatter's rights, boy. So the very next day when my clothes were packed, I slung my guitar across my back. I hopped a fast-moving western freight and took the road to a happier fate. A westbound from Brooklyn brings you to Manhattan. And I landed on the radio, that's television without a picture. I still can't play this infernal machine. Say, anybody out there got $4.94? I'll trust you, Penny.
guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going, miles and miles a day, to find another place. Treat you right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting, miles and miles. Searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. No one seems to know what it is that makes him go. Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice he's just got to find another place to play.
Just getting ready to wrap up this here on the river. I thank you all for floating along with me this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed the show. I will see you next time in a couple weeks or so. Anyway, until then, please take care of yourself and someone else. We're going to let Sue Foley take us home with a little song about her guitar called Pinky's Blues.